The other night, stayed up real late, ended up watching Fiddler on the Roof. Why did I stay up so late? Because I could. I'm just like a 2-year-old. I'm not going to go to bed. I can sleep in tomorrow. Have you seen Fiddler on the Roof? Have you heard the soundtrack? Have you guys seen Fiddler on the Roof? Oh, it's a wonderful musical. Perhaps you'll watch it, and then for the talent show that's coming up, you'll do selections of Fiddler on the Roof. There is a very, very tender scene between Tevye and his wife, Olgi. Tevye's complaining. One of his daughters, she's getting married because of love. Love. And then he turns to his wife. Olgi, do you love me? Actually, he sings it. Do you love me? You like that one? Yeah. But that question that he places to Olgi, she hems and avoids answering. It reminded me of the gospel. We're at the end of chapter 6 in John's gospel, the bread of life discourse. Jesus has been talking about eating his flesh, drinking his blood. My flesh is the bread for the life of the world. And a lot of the disciples find it just too hard. They leave. They go to their former ways of life. And he turns to the 12. You guys, you 12, do you want to leave also? And Peter answers for the 12. And I hear two answers, negative and positive. They're both basically the same, but phrased differently. The negative: Master, to whom shall we go? What choice do we have? They've cast their lot. They're following this itinerant preacher. They have burned bridges. They may find Jesus difficult, his teaching difficult. But their options are limited. They may not feel like they could leave even if they want. There is a sense of, to whom shall we go? We have no choice. We belong. There is this need. We are committed, but it's kind of in a backhanded way. Kind of like Olgi's response to Tevye. Do you love me? I cook your food. I clean your clothes. I give you children. Just kind of comes up short. It's not enough. He wants to hear those words. Yes, I love you. Jesus wants to hear more than just, to whom shall we go? And Peter digs himself out of the hole with the following. You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. There's the positive. That's why they're there. It's not because of inertia. It's not because of fear. It's not because they have no other options. They choose. They want to be with Jesus. They choose to follow Jesus. You have the words of eternal life. We believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One. Tremendous statement of faith. an act of faith. Faith not in the sense of assent to a truth, but faith in the sense of personal commitment and trust. A wonderful example for all of us. And I think all of us here can fall in line with the 12. Why are we here this morning? Why do we receive communion? Well, we were up already. Nothing else on TV. Habit. Fear that God will get me if I don't. Wanting to be an example. Sense of duty. Fear of mortal sin. I don't think any of those reasons are why we are here this morning. Because none of those reasons are enough to keep us coming week after week after week. Simon Peter has given us the reason why we are here. And there is no better reason. We are here because Jesus has the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that He is the Holy One of God.